I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. On April 25th, three New York City police officers were acquitted on all counts of shooting Sean Bell. In 2006, the officers fired 50 bullets at Bell and his friends as they were leaving Bell's bachelor party. Bell was unarmed. There were only muted protests following the verdict, but today the Reverend Al Sharpton, members of Bell's family, and other community leaders are taking these protests one step further. They'll march and stage pray-ins throughout New York City. One of the sites is House of the Lord Church in downtown Brooklyn, led by the Reverend Herb Daughtry. We talked to the Reverend yesterday about his plans for the protest.
What we propose to do is assemble at various sites around the city and then march to the action site. That is the place where we will submit ourselves, some of us, to an arrest. Hopefully, in so doing, we will tie up the city so that there would be no movement, no motion. And everybody in the city, and indeed across the nation, will get the message that we will not stand for policemen, the people we pay to protect us, to kill us.
Reverend, when you talk about blocking things off and shutting things down, does that mean that you will literally block the streets?
Obviously, I don't want to be too specific, but we have assembling points, points where we tell people to assemble. Here in Brooklyn, it's at our church, the House of the Lord Church. Now, once people have assembled, then we will go to the designated sites of action where the civil disobedience will take place.
Sean Bell was a young man. Have you been able to reach out to people who were in their 20s? Or even in their teens, to try to get them to join on to this protest?
Oh, by all means. I mean, the family in particular has been courageous. I've been at this 50 years now, and sometimes families withdraw, and we understand that. But this family has been a model of participation in all of the rallies, the demonstrations that we've had, and some of the members will be arrested. Therefore, they have sent a message across the city, indeed across the nation, rallying young people, because Sean was about 22, 23, rallying young people to this cause.
Now, you and Reverend Sharpton's National Action Network were involved in protests around the shooting death of Amadou Diallo. Civil disobedience played a big role in those protests. What do you think those protests taught you, or what did you learn from them?
Well, you know, we've been doing this across the years. There's nothing new about a civil disobedience. But having 1,200 people arrested in a daily civil disobedience venture is phenomenal. It made an impact upon the police department itself and upon the politics in New York. Giuliani was the mayor at that time, we hope. That we will have a residential law. That is to say that policemen should live where they work. So that would mean you kill where you live. And I suspect that if you're going to kill where you live, you'd be more inclined not to kill. And we hope that there would be an independent civilian complaint review board that would review the behavior of the police.
Reverend, if you are not imprisoned on civil disobedience charges, would you be willing to come on tomorrow and update us about the protest?
I'd be delighted to do so.
Well, Reverend, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
The Reverend Herb Daughtry leads the House of the Lord Church in downtown Brooklyn.